Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Faith comes by hearing. Well, if it came any other way, then that would be a lie. And the Bible is not a lie, it's the truth, isn't it? Now say it out loud. So then faith cometh by hearing. Say it again. One more time. Amen. Hearing what? Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's classic teaching, Faith Fundamentals. Learn practical principles to help you build a strong foundation of faith and apply God's Word in your life. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
You could open your Bibles to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. These are scriptures that we have been looking at, and then we'll add to it. Now, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the first verse says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now faith is. So we talked at the beginning of the week for some time on the subject of what faith is. Now, of course, we did not exhaust the subject. We could have taught all the week just on that one thought and still not have exhausted the subject. But we wanted to go on, and so therefore we just... I just don't have any outline, so to speak. I have some notes written down. I have paid very little attention to them, to tell you the truth about the matter. I just trust the Holy Ghost to bring up out of the inside of me whatever He wants for that particular service. And that's the way we go. Then the sixth verse of the same 11th chapter said, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And so without faith, it's impossible to please Him. If God demands we have faith, and He does, this verse says so. If He demands that I have faith when it's impossible, then I have a right to challenge His justice. But you see, He not only tells us that we must have faith, but He tells us how to get faith. He tells us how faith comes. Romans 10:17 said, "So then faith cometh." Well, how does it come? By hearing. Now, folks usually try to get it every other way except the way God said get it. Some folks will try to get it by praying. Some folks will try to get faith by fasting. Some folks will try to get faith by getting somebody else to pray for them. But that's not the way you do it. You can't find any scripture in the Bible that says it. The Bible said, "So then faith comes by hearing." Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Well, if it came any other way, then that would be a lie. And the Bible is not a lie. It's the truth, isn't it? Now say it out loud. So then faith cometh by hearing.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
Say it again.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
One more time.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
Amen. Hearing what? Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we talked for some time about how faith comes. Now then, if we know what faith is and we know how to get it, we're two-thirds home, we're two-thirds there. But you see, we got to know how to use our faith. We must know how to turn our faith loose. We must know how to release our faith. And so at the moment, that's what we're talking about, is how to use your faith, how to release your faith, how to turn your faith loose. Now, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now then, how do you turn your faith loose? Well, we, in teaching, made reference to how to get faith for healing. And we used as a scriptural illustration the 14th chapter of Acts. And in the 7th verse of the 14th chapter of Acts, it said, "And there they, There is Lystra and Derbe and the cities that lieth round about. And they refers to Paul and Barnabas. And there they preach the gospel. Now the 8th verse of the 14th chapter of Acts tells us that at Lystra there sat by a man impotent in his feet, crippled from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The 9th verse said the same, the crippled man, heard Paul speak. Then it went on to say who Paul, steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. He had faith to be healed. The man was healed on his own faith. He had faith to be healed. But yet he's still sitting there crippled, isn't he? He's got faith to be healed. The Bible said so. But he's still sitting there crippled. Now you see, Paul knew that for faith to work for you, you've got to release it. Just like money in your pocket. If it's going to buy something for you, you've got to release it. It won't buy a loaf of bread and you holding on to it and keeping it in your pocket. Faith won't get you a thing. You can have a heart full of faith and it won't get you a thing unless you release it, unless you put it to use, unless you turn it loose. Well, how do you release your faith? How do you turn your faith loose? Two ways, by word and action. And word even is action, isn't it? And notice that Paul said to this man, he perceived that he had faith to be healed. Now, if he doesn't have faith to be healed, wouldn't do him a bit of good in the world to act. But he's got faith to be healed. So Paul said, stand upright on thy feet. And when he acted his faith, the healing was manifested. Praise God. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, in speaking on the subject of faith, and thank God he spoke on the subject of faith, in the 11th chapter of Mark's gospel, and in the 23rd verse, Jesus says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe where? In his heart, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So here Jesus says that one way that you release your faith is by saying with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Now run with me real quickly to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Notice Romans, the 10th chapter, the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th verses. Notice the 8th verse first. But what saith it? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Let's stop and look at that for a moment. Paul said then that what I'm preaching, the gospel that I'm preaching, the word of God that I'm preaching, is the word of faith. It's called the word of faith. Why is it called the word of faith? Because faith comes by hearing that word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I want you to notice that he said for that faith to work for you though, it must not only be in your heart, it must be in your mouth. But what saith it, he said? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Your heart hears your spirit. Not talking about the physical organ. You couldn't have faith in your physical organ, the heart, any more than you could have faith in the physical organ, your ear, or your nose, or your toe. No, when the Bible speaks of the heart here, he's speaking of the center of man's being, the heart of his being, which is spirit. Paul said, I pray God, he starts with the very heart of man. I pray God, your whole spirit. Then he comes to the outside. Your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Son of Man or the Lord Jesus Christ. So, he said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Then he goes on in the 9th and 10th verses to illustrate how it works. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, it wouldn't do any good to confess Jesus as Lord. See, the King James said, confess the Lord Jesus. The margin said, Jesus as Lord. It wouldn't do you any good to confess Jesus as Lord, even your Lord, if you didn't believe he is raised from the dead.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, Overflow, Living Above Life's Limits. Next is Lynette Hagin's single CD entitled Defeating Satan's Strategies Through Prayer. Also, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, A Better Covenant. These items are for the special price of only $18. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
When we're out traveling, you know, or maybe I'm just out, you may be shopping and I may be sitting out on a bench. People come up and they know and they ask and they say, well, where can we find out about you? Where can we get material? Where can we find out about you? And so where can people find out about us?
We're just kind of everywhere, aren't we? If you go to rhema.org, you can watch Rhema Praise. You can watch our church services, our conferences on rhema.org. You can also read the Word of Faith magazine, our daily devotions, articles, and then we have a Rhema USA app.
Yes.
So if you'll go.
For iPad, iPhone.
Yes.
Android, Google Play.
That's
now,
right.
Now, conferences, some of the conferences are paid conferences.
That's
now,
right.
They will not be on there.
No.
Because it's the people pay to get there, and it's not fair for somebody else to get it that didn't.
That's right.
So I don't believe it. But other conferences like Winter Bible Seminar, Camp Meeting, other things like that, they're not paid conferences. We just take up offerings, and they will be on there.
That's right.
They will be on there.
And we live stream at rhema.tv. Our services on Sunday and Wednesday are live streamed. That's 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. at night on Sunday, 7 p.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah, 7 to 8. Hour of power, I call
it. That's right. And we're on Facebook Live. You can listen to Rhema for Today and our radio broadcast.
At rhema.org,
Yes. And we have a Roku channel.
Yeah, if you have a Roku, a lot of people have a Roku, and we have the Rhema USA channel there. And right now they're saying that we got about 57,500 subscribers, so praise the Lord. And also at rhema.org, there is a link there that will send you our online bookstore, all of our material, our CDs, DVDs, all of our books and so forth and so on that are right there. Just go to rhema.org. You can find it all. You can find out about the school. You can find out about anything about
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Faith Fundamentals. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.